Afterward, the man. Yeah, I can play with that one because STD can mean a whole other thing.
They're just so much better at it.
I don't know. It just comes on the fly sometimes. Kind of like me.
Cold open it, no, just kidding.
No, I got one. I got one for the cold open.
Oh, perfect.
You've seen all those Flex Seal commercials and all the shit it'll do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you can patch a hole where a meteorite struck your roof. Or, oh, look, I took this boat made of glass, which, first of all, who the fuck makes a boat out of glass to begin with? And cut it in half and slap some Flex Seal on it, and I can run through the Everglades and not be mauled by fucking alligators or whatever. There's one thing that I have yet to see Flex Tape do. Shut people the fuck up. Hi, I'm TRB.
And I'm Heather D.
Welcome to Rantyville. Well, that comes with being stuck at home, but that's why we do the podcast. Welcome to Rantyville.
Hi.
Hi there. It's population 2 plus you again. See how I did that? Heather was talking in a very serious subject, and then she kind of went into, oh yeah, by the way, I quit doing this and this, and I was like, hey, that's gold. We have to keep that. So yeah, welcome to
Yeah, thanks, Brandy. I was just trying to have like a very sincere moment with you, but that's fine. Just whatever.
Oh, the listeners like sincerity too, just not too often. They prefer the fuckery.
Okay, I'll just keep it to myself. It's fine.
Oh, stop it.
I
God, Heather quits drinking and now she gets emotional.
know. It's really hard. I'm actually having to face my problems and deal with my feelings instead of drinking them away. It's awful. Let me tell you, it really is. It's insane.
Well, then I will say that I am not drinking Corona Light in a bottle.
Oh, it's okay. Like, you don't have to stop. It's fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
Yeah.
then I won't. I am drinking Corona Light in a bottle.
Mr. D even got me. He's like all super supportive in this, just because, like, I need to take a break. I was, besides my tolerance was way too fucking high. Like, it was way too expensive to drink at this point. I'm just kind of doing a hard reset. But yeah, he's like super supportive, and he even ordered me like those coins that they give you at AA. He's been gift
Did
notes to me.
he Amazon sobriety chips?
Yes, he very
Oh,
much did.
what a good egg he is.
I know.
Does he like, does, so let me guess, he comes home, he says hi honey, and he hugs the kids and everything, he sets his shit down, and then he goes and looks through like all the trash cans and the cupboards, and he doesn't find an empty, and he gives you a chit.
Yeah, he checks the fridge, checks the trash, and then he smells my breath and everything. He's like, good for you. You did it. Here's another one. Put it in your
Wow.
piggy bank.
You're not getting charged with MUI, momming under the influence.
Yeah, no, I'm like scotch for you right now. I'm basically straight edge, is what you could say, except caffeine and melatonin.
Caffeine, melatonin. Okay, red meat.
No, I don't even, I haven't eaten red meat in a very long time either. I found these new friggin' veggie patties, and I ate chicken and turkey. I'm really hoping to get rid of this beer gut. That's the real motivation to go sober.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I mean,
It's
for us guys, a beer gut is like a thing of pride.
yeah, not on
It's
women
like,
so much.
this shit right here, yeah, that's a weekend at the lake. That was a lot of fun. I fucking broke the zip line. But to be honest, yes, drinking can get expensive. Trying to numb your ears from three children constantly going, mom, 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 mom. I get it. I get
It,
it.
yeah.
But
It's just a personal thing I had to do.
agreed. But I also I also think that there's an ulterior motive, which could become an interior motive, because, I mean, there's some news out there, and I don't know if you want to tell the peoples, or if you want me to tell the peoples.
Well, I'm not pregnant, so that's off the list.
Oh, yeah, because if you were, I would have already been running for Mexico, because I know it somehow would have been my fault.
It absolutely would have been your fault.
El bastardo, estorpicando, está pasando la frontera. The ranty bastard is crossing the border.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
No, I can't think of anything else that it would be.
Oh, I can think of something fantastic.
I don't know.
You,
is it that windy?
Mm-hmm. You are about to make a Wi-Fi upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're switching residences.
We are. Oh my god, we're buying a house.
Yay, congratulations.
Insane. Thank you very much. Thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, finally, that was our whole goal when we got married. We're like, buy a house before we're 30. Mm-hmm. Checking it off the bucket list.
Yep. Yep. And then very quickly building a buck list. Because you're going to go, well, I'd like to change this, I'd like to change that. And this is where your ulterior motive of saving all the money that you're spending on booze now becomes your interior motive to redecorate the house.
For sure, because the dining room does need wallpaper removed. It's you can live with it, but, ooh, it's something.
Now, the one thing I will tell you, in a big room like that living room, mm-hmm. you might just want to just fucking rip the drywall out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because depending on how long that wallpaper's been up there, I mean, it could be an excruciating, like, 2 or 3 week process.
Yeah, that's true. The living room sucks. Is painted. It's not, the living room is painted. It's not wallpaper, but the dining room.
Oh, sorry.
Did you see the, like, oh, it's okay. I'm sure my phone is cutting out.
No, it's the corona.
All of the corona. Mm-hmm. See, that doesn't happen when you're sober, Randy. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be one of those preachy people. I'm going to become one of those preachy people and, like, look down on people when they drink. I'm just like, I'll pray for you.
Listener, just finish your beer. Otherwise, Heather's going to send thoughts and prayers.
I will send you all the tots and pears straight from my heart. Oh, God, if I ever do that, though, please just hand me a vodka because I don't know her.
Okay, all right, yeah. If Heather ever tries to chastise my drinking or your drinking, listeners,
anymore.
yeah, just FedEx or a brewski.
Yeah, please. I will break my sobriety the second I turn into that person.
Yeah.
yeah. No, the dining room, though, it has some fantastic wallpaper that I think we need to... Oh, it's the best way to take off wallpaper. I'm gonna be calling you like every other day, just so you know.
I'm fine with that because I don't think there's many projects that I haven't tackled here at the Casa de Ranty already. So you know, it's fine. I can't just show up with my tools though. It'd be a bit of a road trip.
I will video call you, and you'll be like, "Okay, it's the pointy one, not the flat one. The pointy one.
The one that looks like two pointy ones are humping each other, not." Not yeah, two flathead screwdrivers getting it on. That's a Phillips head.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, perfect. See, we can do this. Yeah. So wallpaper, I need to remove that. And then also there's some really funky tiling in the kitchen that we want to get rid of.
Yep, got you covered on both fronts.
Perfect.
And I'm sure if I give you any bad advice over the air, I'm sure not only one but several people will fact check us.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. We should make a shirt. Oh, by the way, guys, we have an online store now. And it's so great. I personally, although I have a little bias, think that everything in there is hilarious. You can now get a fanny pack that says no, a mask, a face covering that says no. Tell your mom I said hi shirts. You can get one for your child even, except... On the back, it does have Ranty's Twitter handle. So if you have a child and you buy the shirt, it's going to say bastard on the back. I didn't think about that when I made the shirt.
That's okay. Hey, so a couple years back, I went and saw Dave Landau. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking with him and knowing Tommy, our good friend over at Miserable Retail Slave, you know, we talked. He's like, here, take a shirt. So this was back in the days of the Retail Rant, and I actually sent him a Retail Rant hoodie that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of his stand-up is talking about the time him and his brother got arrested for soliciting sex from an undercover cop who was posing as a prostitute. However, they weren't offering money. They were throwing White Castle cheeseburgers at her. Yeah. That's yeah. Awful. And I think it's the judge or their father, one or the others just said, hey, you know, next time, just you know, pay $40. Done. And so, yeah, it then evolves to, you know, he walks into the bedroom, he looks at his wife and goes, hey, honey, you want to make $40?
Oh, yeah.
Great bit. Great bit. So I actually made a T-shirt for his son, and it said, I think it was like, about that time, about that night, daddy didn't have the $40, ..
I vaguely remember you telling me, talking about that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Way before Welcome to Rant Evil. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, it was so funny. And he literally, like a couple weeks later, sent me a picture of that shirt on his son, and he had sent his son to daycare in it. And his wife picked the kid up. It was like, what the fuck is this? So, yeah. Again, years in the past. Sorry about that one, Dave. Love you. Compound Media. Good shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, congratulations on the pending house.
Yes.
And
yeah. 1 month.
The Wi-Fi upgrade that will be all yours.
Yeah. Pretty all excited. All yours.
No sharing the router, none of that shit. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I but don't worry, you'll get a beep out of the Verizon box.
Ours is a hardwire thing.
Is it what?
Ours is a hardwire thing.
Oh.
Well,
you're lucky on that account.
Yeah.
But
yeah, thank you, by the way. We're very excited. We have 1 month. I'm trying to pack up everything. Why the fuck we have so much shit? But you can the store, that thing. I want to say thank you to Nick and Dylan, the cashier, for being the first two customers. That's phenomenal. I can't wait. Everyone that has a T-shirt, if you feel comfortable sending a picture, send a picture because I want to see them because I love them. And you'll have a matching shirt because I have one too. Randy?
Yeah. Right. Look, payday's tomorrow, all right?
And then there's one other thing. Oh, and Manager John is getting his T-shirt, and he's going to send a picture, too, and I cannot wait to see this. And I'm just so freaking excited and so happy about all of this.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. And I know John will wear that thing proudly.
Yes.
I can see the chest puffed out a little bit extra.
You're like, cannot wait.
Tell your mom I said hi. Which just doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth. That's your line. I don't really have a catchphrase.
We got it. There's got to be something. Don't worry. I'll catch you saying something. And it'll be on a T-shirt. You'll find out.
Yeah. it'll just be a picture of a Guy Fawkes mask and a Corona light tipping up towards it going, I got the Rona. Oh, boy. last week, I had a particular night where I didn't drink the Rona.
Mm-hmm.
I did something else instead that I haven't done in a very long time. I went out looking for a tail from the Uber.
Oh, my God. I've missed this.
Yeah. I did, too, because quite honestly, again, like I tell people when they get in the car, like, oh, why do you do this? I'm like, because it's fucking boring sitting around watching reruns till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can only watch, you know, an episode of Seinfeld, but so many times where I'm like, all right, Kramer comes in, George says, oh, fuck this, it's boring now. It's not fun. But, so I went out last weekend, did a bit of the Uber, and was quickly rewarded on Friday night. My second stop already had a winner. And knew it, well, I had a feeling I was going to have a winner before I even knew who the person was I was picking up or anything. I go to Kroger right here, and I'm picking up Ben. And as I pull up, like there's a curve around the side where I'm coming from, and there's three people standing over by one of the entrances. And I pull up, and like as my headlights kind of cross over these people, I see what looks to me like a pixelated face. Like, I don't know, like God thought, well, this person is just too unattractive for anyone to look at. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I know I saw it, and it then quickly disappeared. And I'm like, it's not my age. My eyesight's fine. What the fuck was that? I pull up a little bit closer, and I figure out what it is. Because as I pull up, guy waves, starts walking towards my car. With a gallon Ziploc bag on his fucking head.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
It's ridiculous. And it gets better or worse, depending on how you look at it. So I pull up and he comes walking up and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like my head is slowly turning as he approaches the passenger side. It's, yeah, for Ben? Yep, that's me. Sure enough, he's still got the little, you know, apron on with his name tag on it. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, hop on in. And he gets in, and I look in the rearview mirror, and he does not take the bag off. So right now, Uber's very stringent with, oh, the drivers have to have masks, and the passengers have to have masks, and they can't sit next to you. They have to sit in the back seat and all this. I get it. It's also very difficult to socially distance in a car. Like, what am I supposed to do? Hug the steering wheel and drive like I'm 96 years old on the highway? Yeah. Oh, sure, I'll get you to where you want to go. Do you mind going 15 under the limit? Because that's what's going to happen. No. So I start pulling off, and I notice he's not taking this thing off. So I look, and I'm like, hey, man, I know they're, you know, trying to be super tough on this whole mask thing, but I'll be honest with you, man, like, If that's all you got, just take it off. I'm fine with it. Like, I'm not going to, you know, kick you out or say you weren't wearing a mask or anything like that. And he just deadpan and looks at me and goes, nah, it's cool. I wore it my whole shift.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what? And, like, at this point, I am now stopped looking back at this man. I'm like, do what? He said, yeah, I didn't have a mask and apparently nobody had an extra one, so it was the next best thing. So I just threw this on my head and kept at it. I'm like, please tell me you work inside. He's like, yeah, I was stocking shelves and pulling the online orders. And I'm like, okay. But with a fucking Ziploc bag on your head? Like, fortunately, he didn't close it or anything. But it's not like he had holes punched in it. And I'm like, what kind of an asshole manager do you work for? That somebody had to see you with a Ziploc bag on your head instead of a mask. And nobody offered up, hey man, look, here, take this roll of paper towels and fashion a mask out of that or something. This dude wore a fucking Ziploc bag for 8 hours and then got in the car and when given the chance to take it off, was like, nah, it's okay.
I legitimately think that you are lucky you didn't get murdered, because that sounds like some murderer shit.
Yeah, watch, and that would be, you know, that would be his street name when he goes to jail. Hey, look, there's Benny Bags. He killed the ranty bastard. The fuck.
Yeah, I feel you're very lucky. You're very lucky.
I mean, dude seemed normal. We had a decent conversation. You know,
you never know murderers. That's what everyone says. I would have never suspected them to be a murderer.
Yeah. But, next time I see that person at that location, I might just let that one time out.
Yeah. No more Ben.
Yeah. And honestly, after I sat back and I thought about it a little bit more, I'm like, somebody fucking played a prank. Like, this, like, I'm waiting for Ashton Kutcher to come out with a fucking camera. Got you, bro! Shut the fuck up.
You've been punked.
Yeah, you were relevant 15 years ago. Go back to the ranch. Or go, you know, tell the neighbor's fuck buddy how much, you know, you love that he's your idol. Yeah. It's good times. Good times. Everything else, though, pretty normal. Just people, you know, not even getting drunk. They're like, oh, I only had two drinks. I just wanted to go home. I'm like, you've been locked in your fucking house for 3 months. I'd be getting carried out of the goddamn bar.
No. Have your bars opened?
Yes and no.
Is it like if they serve food, they can be open?
No, no, straight bar can be open, but it's, you know, all these ridiculous guidelines and, you know, oh, everybody's got to be 6 feet apart and this and that. Mm-hmm. You know, I find it hard for you to have any kind of social distancing in a bar.
Yeah.
Because if I order a draft beer, a bottled beer, a mixed drink, anything like that, bartender's got to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want them wiping it down with a fucking Lysol wipe after? No. I don't drink Bud Light. Lemon seltzer, whatever the fuck that shit is. I'd rather have Boss Light. I don't know. This whole thing is crazy anyways.
It is. Iowa did make it legal now. Like, bars and restaurants can, forever have alcohol to go now. Like, you
yes.
can... It's great. They made that permanent. This is like, it did so well. We're so glad that people are taking their alcohol with them and driving home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the other side of it, too, is they have lost a shit ton of tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, whatever you guys want to do, we're cool with it. Go right ahead. You go right ahead. Fuck the Rona. We just need your money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, and so I you know, in doing a little bit of a, I don't know, searching for a topic for Conspiracy Factory this week,
mm-hmm.
I came across some of, and if it's true, whatever, but people talking about, oh, my friend is a nurse, and of course, this is Reddit, so, yeah. Oh, my friend is a nurse, and they had to take COVID tests, and so all 12 of them on her shift took the test, and they all came back positive. They said, oh, no, that's not possible, so they turned around and put two unused kits in a box and sent it off, and those came back positive. And I'm like, okay. And then, of course, I then later saw that the screenshot was a Facebook post, which just shot all credibility down. Not that Reddit or Twitter or anything else is any better.
No. But yeah, Facebook is the worst. I have gotten a text about that from my mom this week, in fact.
Really?
Yes. I almost sent you a screenshot, but I was like, man, I don't even want to deal with this right now. She texted me.
I'd love to know what her username is on Reddit.
I know. God. I can't even, I don't even want to think about her having access to Reddit. Too much.
Or let alone knowing even what it is.
Yeah, I would kind of actually be proud of her, I think. But again, like, she does not need that much access to information, especially like false information that anyone can put on ever.
But like, yeah, made up conspiracies.
It's crazy. Who would do that? It's so stupid.
Douches.
But yeah, she texted me and she was like, guys, do not get tested for the corona. It turns out that, like, if you've ever had a flu vaccine, that it comes back positive. And I'm like, that's completely false. Jake got tested for that and he has had flu vaccines and it came back negative, like, because he didn't have it. Although I did see somewhere that the CDC said that when they were testing for antibodies, some of those that came back positive weren't correct. But I'm just like, even then, they're testing for something that they're still trying to figure out. So that makes sense. And like, it's all trial and error right now. And people just, oh, people are stupid. That's just what it comes down to. People are stupid.
Oh, yeah. And again, you put it on social media, they'll believe anything.
Mm-hmm.
They'll believe anything because of people like us who just make shit up.
Yeah, you should see some of the YouTube videos that my mom sends me. Oh, my God. It's either, like, conspiracy, political, religious, or this one dude that has 12 fucking raccoons. She calls them trash pandas, and I'm like, Mom, where did you hear that? Yeah, just all of those super weird ass videos, and then every other one's like this guy that records all of these raccoons coming and visiting every night. Like, she watches it religiously.
Oh my god.
Just to break up the crazy, you know. Here's a couple of cute raccoon videos, but oh my god, it's insane.
Mom doesn't disappoint, I'll tell you that.
No, I will tell you though, she's been threatening my sobriety a little bit.
It's been challenging. I could see that, between the flat earth, the essential oils, the hollow earth,
and then the trash pandas.
I do love the guy from Animal Crossing is a Coke dealer.
It's true. The Kinder Egg Earth. I'm surprised she hasn't told me about that yet.
The week is still young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I remember the very first conspiracy that she told me about was the Monster Energy cans, about how the M that looks like claw marks is actually 666. And it's That's like the very first conspiracy my mom grabbed a hold of. And then from then on, it was just...
She went from gullah calf to gullah bull.
Mm-hmm.
There's your Wayne's World reference.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you happy. You know what'll make me happy, though?
What?
Making up another conspiracy for your mom.
Yes. We need some kind of, like, 80s theme song intro into this. It's like, conspiracy! Factory! Yeah.
It's just the theme song from Unsolved Mysteries redone.
Oh, God. Did you see this on Netflix?
Is it?
Yeah, I almost started watching it today.
Oh my god. I wonder if we watch those now and be like, oh no, they found out who did that.
Oh yeah, that'd be so funny. Unsolved mysteries solved.
Unsolved mysteries with the unscratched out, but it's actually written out with the unscratched out.
Oh yeah. Perfect.
Unsolved mysteries, the follow-up editions. I'd be like, I liked it better when Bigfoot had murdered, you know, the Anaconda Keeper. Uh-oh. Or, you know, Unsolved Mysteries, Carol Baskin. Oh, wait, no, I click on fucking Tiger King again. not that I clicked on it again. I got through it, and I was like, wow.
Never again.
It's like, that wasn't even a ride. It was like sitting on the side of the highway with a flat.
Yes.
Like, my God.
Oh, it was crazy. And then it was just done. Everyone's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's the least crazy thing that happened this year.
Exactly. Because let's see, we had Australian wildfires, Tiger King, coronavirus, murder hornets, I guess hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
We're early in July. I'm just wondering what we get this month.
I know. I even heard, they were saying that they were having, like, these huge asteroids were coming towards us, but very unlikely to hit us, but, like, the size of, like, a football field. And then that whole dust thing, is that a real thing?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's real?
Yep.
Is it super intense this year, or is it always like that?
I'll be honest with you, I think 2020 brought it to the forefront.
Really?
Yeah. They're just like, what can we throw out there that'll make people go, what the fuck?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a lady in the store the other day talking about it here in Iowa. She was like, yeah, you will not believe. It's like super bad. And if you have allergies, don't go outside.
Yeah. And the funny thing is anybody, you know, who's not on Facebook that you look at, and it's just like, yeah, you know, it's about like this almost every year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That works. It's a good thing, too, because it kills off the hurricanes a bit.
Nice.
Yeah. But then usually it's, like, really bad after that, so whoop-de-doo. Can't fucking wait. But I'm not going to wait to do Conspiracy Factory this week. Let's jump into it. And I was a little late getting out the request to the listeners, so anybody who wants to throw that out there, you know, just give us a topic. We don't want you to link two things. Just, you know, hey, what happened to, you know, such and such a person from, you know, this TV show or whatever. that we haven't heard from in a while. We'll make some shit up. We'll make it funny. We'll make Heather's mom believe it.
Yes. As soon as I get a text message, I'll screenshot it and send it to you guys.
Nice. So, initially, do what?
I'm excited about this week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, boy, is it a good stretch? Mm-hmm. It's a good stretch. Because, so initially we started talking about, using, oh my God, who was it? Who were we going to use?
The first, it was the little chihuahua from Taco Bell.
Yeah. I think that needs a little bit of work still. So check that out, kids. We do prep now.
It's crazy.
I know.
I don't know what's happening. We're so responsible.
I know. You get a new favorite bit and you're like, I should work on that.
I know.
That was fun.
Our spark got reignited. It's great.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we brought back Tales from Uber. I mean, fuck.
I know. We're really killing
it. You can't lose in Rantyville, kids.
Right? Fuck 2020.
Exactly. We got your back. TRB yeah. Heather D, 2020.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, that should be the next shirt. Anyway.
There it is. Wilson.
Wilson,
Wilson from Home Improvement. Because the show ended. I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't know if I even saw the ending.
It was one of those sappy ones, if I remember correctly. It's been a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie. I think that show went off the air in 99.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry. Fact checking. Yes. 91 to 99. But it actually led me to a completely different person, but on the same show, who I'm going to admit was incredibly hot. And I swear to God, if you say Al.
I'm not even. It has nothing to do with the fact that he looks like my husband. It's fine.
I mean, I was going to give him the he was the pre-Nick Offerman Nick Offerman.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that, except, the Nickelodeon version.
Well, yeah. Very nice. I mean, he made the beard cool, you know, the flannel shirt cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there was a period where it was like, oh, look, the brawny man. Fuck that guy.
No, yeah, Al.
Yeah. Al gave us Nick Offerman. But that's not where we're going with this conspiracy. Oh, no.
No.
No, no, no.
Can you do the tool man grunt? Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, growing up in the 90s and having that show on, that was just like, you know, everybody said, dun, 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 dun.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
And again, this was in a time when there was no streaming. You rented a VHS. You know, if you were highfalutin, you might have had a DVD player. It was sit down, you know, the old must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, it comes on, you know, I can't even remember, like Tuesday at 8 o'clock or something. You know, you had to be in bed at 8:30, so you're like, well, let me watch Home Improvement. Or most people called it Tool Time.
Yeah.
Let me watch that, and then I'll go to bed. And then you go walking down the hall to your bedroom and go, which is how I remember. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Hot character. And the character herself was made to be hot. She was used very seldom as a plot device or anything other than just, hey, look at the hot chick in work boots, cut off jean shorts, and a tank top. We're talking about Heidi. Heidi from Home Improvement. Whose real name is, I think it's pronounced Debbie, but it's D-E-B-B-E.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Debbie.
It's a weird foreign spelling. I'll just, I'll leave that subtle hint.
Huh. Interesting.
Nah, as I twist the mustache. Nah, nah. So, I mean, look, she was still, you know, even though not used much, she was a major character on a big-time network television show. And to be honest with you, once that show was over, I never saw her on anything else where I could point and go, hey, that's Heidi from Home Improvement.
Which is weird, because a woman that attractive you think would be in more things than just that.
Exactly. Exactly. But unfortunately, I think maybe fame, we're going to say fame got to her.
Mm-hmm.
And, right at the peak of, I almost called it Tool Time. Because that was the show that she was on within the show.
Mm-hmm. Which is revolutionary for the time.
Yes. I mean, 90s. I mean, just fucking dullards.
That's crazy.
You know, they gave us ER, Friends, Seinfeld, which actually was 80s. That's about it. Yeah. Yeah. It's also the same time MTV stopped playing music videos.
True.
Yeah. Shitty time for all the 90s.
I knew my generation was coming around, and we just love reality TV.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the real world. As soon as, like, half my friends saw that, they were either in love with it, or they were like, real world? Bitch, follow me around with a fucking camera. I'll show you real world.
Why are we watching the real world on television?
Exactly. But anyhow.
Yeah,
So Heidi, Miss Debbie Dunning, mm-hmm. you know, she had a really good run on Home Improvement, and I have not seen her in anything since. Which is sad. She's a very attractive woman. I think she made a lot of money, and made some bad choices. Yeah?
I do think that that's what happens.
Okay. So let's see. Let's run with this. Young... Well, I guess young. I don't know how old she is now. Stand by. I'm going to fact check myself here.
We need some background music for fact checking.
Yeah, right. Can somebody just loop that beat? All right. She is 53 years old. So she was born in 66. So she would have been... Hell, she would have been 33?
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, she... Wow. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have either. So she was 33 when Home Improvement ended.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just a stunning woman. Anyhow, she made a lot of money from a big network TV show, and the fame got to her, the money got to her, and as we often see, she became a fallen sitcom star. I think that works, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So foreign TV a lot of times picks up syndication like several years after.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of this.
Okay. So what happened was Home Improvement got picked up in Slovenia.
Yeah.
Got picked up in Slovenia in like the... Well, I guess it wouldn't be that long. It got picked up in like, we'll say, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, now everybody's looking at her. Like, oh, this American woman. She's beautiful. So she goes there. I don't want to say a convention. Who the fuck would go to a Home Improvement convention?
No, not a single person.
Yeah, no, I seriously have to get better at this. So why would she go to Slovenia after they picked up the syndication?
I don't know, maybe she got some kind of work done or something.
Oh, wait, as in like she got a job because of the show or work
like facial work.
Oh.
Since she has so much money now.
Yes, yes. And you know, now she's, 35 and maybe the looks are fading a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, like, 35 in Hollywood is more like 55 in the real world. So maybe she's trying to look younger.
Okay.
I think, you know, tighten up a little bit because, those crow's feet are not great. No one wants to look at that.
Right. Well, but and you can't pull off the pigtails like she did on the show with crow's feet.
It gets super creepy at that point.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I think, but she, I kind of think that she also was like super into the partying thing, because that's what happens in Hollywood. Hollywood is just a big fucking party, right?
Yeah.
But because
drug-induced
she,
haze.
Yeah. Also, the drugs do not do good things for your skin. So she spent all this money partying and getting older that she didn't have enough money to get like an actual plastic surgeon to fix things.
Yes, and that's why she went to Eastern Europe, because it was cheaper.
Yeah, black market surgery.
There we go, all right.
Yeah, that just makes sense. That's exactly what happened.
And it was definitely done by somebody with the last name Petrov.
For sure. For sure.
Okay, all right. I like where this is going.
Yeah.
This is outside the prep. The prep part is way over.
Yeah, we're just at this point.
This is called spitballing.
We're getting there.
Or conspiracy factory.
But yeah, so she doesn't look like the same person. I mean, she's the same person, but she's not as pretty.
Well, she's not as youthful.
Yes, okay.
She's not as youthful now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's see, she got the plastic surgery, burned up all her money on that and the drugs. So, I mean, now I guess at 35 the boobs aren't falling.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Well, so she primarily had facial plastic surgery.
Yeah, okay. that's the most noticeable thing that has to be taken care of, because the rest of them, there's enough.
And knowing that she was falling apart, not falling apart, but you know, losing her edge in her mid 30s, she overcompensated and not bigger lips. What's cheekbones?
Okay,
cheekbones is a big point of contention for ladies, right?
I guess so. That's what we're told.
Well, yeah, you're not old enough to know yet.
I don't.
Thankfully.
Getting there, though. Almost 30.
Oh, boy. Well,
Hollywood is like 45.
And you're like retired.
Pretty much. I wish.
Either that or you're just breaking into porn and trying to say you're 18.
Oh, God. I don't want to do any of that.
Watch this teenager get banged by six of her classmates. It's like, I just saw her as a 45-year-old mother two videos ago. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I got forehead wrinkles.
Look, there's a cesarean scar. She's not 18.
Oh, God. This is not a conspiracy factor about me, Randy.
Let's get back
to the topic.
All right, back to the conspiracy. All right, so Heidi from Home Improvement has blown through her money.
Mm-hmm.
Drug, sex, rock and roll, and gang bangs.
Face is sagging.
Yeah, face is sagging. Boobs are staying perky, though, because during the gang bangs, they got plenty of a workout that kind of stayed up, you know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, thanks to the curls, I guess, that the fellas did. I don't know.
Yes.
And now she's in, did I say Slovenia or Slovakia or something like that?
Yeah.
She's in Slovakia, whatever. And so she got the cheap plastic surgery done by Dr. Petrov.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just flat broke, but she looks okay.
Her face is tight. She's got a tight face now.
Yes. It's tight and the cheekbones are high.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets picked up to do so one of Dr. Petrov's cousins.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the fashion import industry.
That's very big over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he's doing is bringing like velour Adidas tracksuits from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes and does some catalog modeling for them. But then, Jesus Christ, I am fucking digging deep on this one. Fuck. Stay with us.
We'll get there, I promise.
Let's see. Oh, so she gets away from Petrov's cousin and doing that work, but she gets picked up to do she gets picked up to do like a not a bazaar, but like a, you know, big open street, and she's doing a fashion show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like street peddling, right? Like
No, like it's a cheap catwalk made of like used pallets.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
And so they're the girls that are wearing heels have to be very careful that they actually land the heel and the toe on the wood.
It's art, really.
Yeah, it's a very, whatever the word would be for that. It's an artsy show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, no, it's so artsy. It's so artsy. It's they are modeling the wares at a thrift shop. This is how far Heidi has fallen.
It's tragic.
She has now done all this work to make herself, you know, to restore her former youthful beauty. And now she's been picked up to do a thrift store. She's doing a thrift store palette boardwalk fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's after shady dealings with the Russian cousin and his catalog.
Yes.
Which his catalog required nude shots as well, which was very strange to her. Another reason why she left.
But again, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would leave. If they're like, here, model this tracksuit. All right. Pull your penis out. You know what? Would Don't you? Even worry about paying me, guys. I'll see you later. But then they bring out Heidi, and I'm like, maybe.
You
cheekbones
totally
were a little high. Now this is where we already linked the end to it, so we just had to fill the gap in between.
Yes.
So as she's doing her thrift shop palette runway fashion show,
mm-hmm.
there's like a commotion over in the background, and a group of like bodyguards and aides and attendants and stuff, they come walking, you know, not to the show, but just kind of passing by, and they're looking at buildings all around, and realize it is Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump wants to take one of these old, beautiful buildings and make it the Slovakian Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's always building everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, this is long before any presidency, so this isn't even political at this point.
No. This is just facts.
Yes. This is absolute facts. I mean, if you need to Google it, wiki, whatever, you'll find this kind of information. It's amazing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think that he was over there because they have much more lenient like building codes and tax laws.
Oh, and labor laws too.
Oh, definitely. So he could build a Trump Tower for like a tenth of the cost that it is here.
That's it. That's why he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was there because as a you know, as a businessman, he's trying to watch the bottom line.
Yeah.
So he chose Slovakia for the next Trump Tower, mm-hmm. with a casino in the basement, by the way.
Obviously.
Yeah, and it was only blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
Only blackjack because, you know, he thought lowly of the Slovakian people when he got there. And he's like, they can only handle one game, count to 21, that's it, it's over. but then, so like, as they go by, they see Heidi, whose screen name, or stage name, as they announce it, is Mel.
Ooh, okay.
Like a Spice Girl.
Oh, yeah.
And because she's wearing an outfit that, like, somebody turned in from Halloween 2 years before.
Oh, for sure.
It was
like
a Spice Girl.
Yeah, plastic skirt, plastic mini skirt, and like white tank top.
Yes.
And scrunchie. Fuzzy scrunchie.
Exactly.
I remember those. Those are phenomenal.
Yeah, and so, you know, and now coming down the runway is beautiful Mel wearing a 1995 retro fashion. Isn't she sexy? And the word, isn't she sexy? That grabbed Donnie's attention.
Oh, for sure.
And
he grabbed onto that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to tell you right now. When that runway show was over, he went to his foreign liaison, like his Slovakian, aide,
mm-hmm.
and was like, okay, now tell me how you say I want to grab you by the pussy in your native language. No, too far.
Oh no, I'm just like, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
And so he goes over to the show and waits for her to finish, and he looks at the guy again and gets a translation, and then he, says like, God, now I'm gonna try and do a fake language in a Trump accent.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
Shaboosh, dish, herdish, pussy. And she was taken aback. She's like, oh my God, aren't you Donald Trump?
And he's like, do you speak English?
Yeah, he's oh, I see you've used Rosetta Stone. Fabulous program. Great program. Love it. Best. And then he's like, oh, wow, the Slovakian girl that speaks perfect English.
Insane.
This is amazing. And so they, they go have dinner and whatever the most expensive restaurant is in that town, which is, fucking 20 blocks away from the thrift store.
Yeah.
And she's totally taken aback, and she's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then at some point, because she's been there for a little bit, the waiter comes by and asks a question, and she answers in Slovakian or whatever language it would be in Slovakia. I'm not saying that Slovakian isn't a language. I just don't fucking know.
And we're not fact checking.
No. But we're going to say Slovakian.
Mm-hmm. It sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, it holds true to this entire conspiracy, which, again, is very, very real.
Yes, factual.
Yes. But then they, they have dinner and they talk, and she brings up absolutely no mention of her prior fame because she doesn't want him to like her because she was the hot chick on Home Improvement a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Totally leaves that out of the equation, doesn't bring it up at all. And then, fast forward a couple years, when he comes in to check out, the progress on Slovakian Trump Tower, he pops over to her flat, checks on her, how you doing? I don't know, I just said how you doing, like he's fucking Italian.
Yeah.
Hey, good evening, how are you? It would be my pleasure to grab you by the pussy again. And quite honestly, she, on a set of Home Improvement, it was such a taboo thing to try and hit on Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody would talk to her like that. They'd be like, hey, check out this new power tool. And she'd be like, hey, guys, that's great. Don't I look perky today? And they'd be like, whatever. This is a Phillips head.
It's a family program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, Tim Allen didn't want a sexual harassment lawsuit or anything like that fans.
No.
So, again, she leaves all of that stuff out, and, they see each other a little more frequently, and now she's on the jet, and she comes back to New York and stuff like that. And eventually, what happens is he's done with his first wife, second wife, third wife. I don't fucking know. He's had more wives than I have.
Yeah.
And he decides he's going to marry this chick. But she doesn't want him to find out because, again, none of her history has come up. She's totally left him in the dark. And
I mean, she looks
so,
completely different now.
Yeah.
Because of the
very
botched
different
surgery.
Very different, yeah. The surgery that just didn't go quite right. The cheekbones that almost make her like a trash panda squinting in the daylight.
Yes.
And so she goes back to Petrov's cousin. It's like, hey, look, I need some help with paperwork, maybe a little false identity. I'll do a couple more nudes for you. And he's like, yes, very much I would like this. And so they do that and develop, all this paperwork and school records and all this and that, everything that she would possibly need when they go to check all her paperwork when she goes to marry Donald Trump. Under the name of Melania.
Perfect.
That's right. The First Lady is indeed the hot chick from Home Improvement.
Believe it or not, those are the facts.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And again, there was a little bit of digging that had to be done here at Ranty News. But we've quite honestly, I think this might be the conspiracy of the week.
I believe so. I mean, if you Googled, you will not find a picture of both of them together. You just won't. It's not on the internet. Because, mm-hmm. You know why? Same person.
Yep. And I mean, you know, furthermore, the thrift store business was very, very difficult, you know, back then. Everything was paid cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of thrift stores went under because people just weren't turning in their old clothing. They just kept repurposing it.
It's true.
You know, as bed sheets and blinds and, you know, maybe they had a smaller cousin that they could hand it off to. So mm-hmm. There's no records from the thrift store, unfortunately, of payroll or, you know, that one fateful, you know, Spice Girl.
Yes.
Used palette runway fashion show.
Mm-hmm. Which is definitely real.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they even took the time to, like, screw them all together so that when the girls stepped, they didn't, you know, like, kick one out from under them.
It was very thoughtful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy at the, and it's an unnamed individual. I don't know why. You know, you only ran a thrift store unless you did something out of the back. I don't know. Maybe that's how she got dragged there with her drug problem. Again.
It's very possible. Again,
it's
just
not for
facts.
Me to decide.
No. It's for the facts to decide, which these are all.
Absolutely. I mean, somebody's just going to have to go to Slovakia and ask the hard questions.
I know.
And unfortunately, we don't have the budget for that around here.
No, but we do have t-shirts, so if someone does that, you can have one.
Absolutely. If you go to Slovakia and check every box that proves this conspiracy that Debbie Dunning, a.k.a. Heidi from Home Improvement, is actually now known to us as First Lady Melania Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You get a t-shirt.
Free t-shirt, guys. It is totally worth it.
No shipping. I will cover the shipping.
Yes. You could use mm-hmm. code YOURMOM, only in the United States, I found out, if you wanted to order one. I'm sorry, Nick. And the shipping. But, yeah, YOURMOM through the end of July. I do have to admit something.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pronouncing her name Melania this whole time. And sorry about that.
Well, I don't think Heidi, I mean, Melania really minds.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she also has stopped watching the news a whole lot. Because apparently she's just on the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and that's made it very hard for her to keep this whole thing low key, which is why, you know, it's not the overbearing personality of the president that, you know, keeps her in the background. It's actually her desire for this conspiracy to not really come to light like it did on this show.
True.
You know, she's trying to kind of keep that slightly lower profile, like, hi guys, I'm still here, but don't look too hard. You know, if you did the face app and went back 20 years, I might look like I should have a hammer in my hand.
Does it not look like she's constantly charging up laser eyes, though? I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Those are some intense fucking eyes.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, I see one picture where you can almost see the resemblance.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost see the resemblance pre-surgery.
Yes.
Of how she looks this way.
That's crazy.
You know, it's truly amazing. Let me share this photo with you real quick, and you give me your thoughts. I mean, you know, the physique very much the same. You know, the hair got done up a little bit. You know, the plastic surgery. You know, she didn't need a whole lot, but what she did get maybe it didn't go just right.
Mm-hmm.
Fact of the matter is, our result from Conspiracy Factory this week is Heidi from Home Improvement is the First Lady Melania Trump.
Thank you and good night.
Yep, that's it. That's a show.
Yeah.
Because now you're either going, fuck, I see it too. And what has she done since Home Improvement? Or, these two are a couple of idiots.
There's but you no know what?
It was entertaining, so I'll just keep listening. Yeah, I mean, you can't tell me in that picture that she doesn't. You know, it's close. I wonder if there were any Petrov tattoos done on her. Ooh. You know, and that's why now in her new identity, she wears a lot of the long sleeve stuff.
Okay.
You know, maybe as a marker. Yeah, you know, it's just a there's a sickle and hammer with a sickle and hammer and a coffee mug.
Okay.
Because you know, Petrov loved his black coffee every morning, 5 cups of it, and that was the marker that says this is Petrov's woman. She worked for Petrov. You no touch unless you pay Petrov.
Petrov.
And it's high up on the shoulder, so that's why she's always got it covered.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Petrov sounded like Borat earlier.
Ah, she make a very good sexy time, yes? I make an explosion on her belly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I forgot I had that one in the arsenal.
Yeah, oh, what do you not?
I think doing Borat, honestly, is like doing Bane. I think anybody can do it.
I cannot. I can't do any voice.
Stop
I can't do
it.
Any.
You can do Bane.
Literally, no.
All right, try Bane.
I'm not going to. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Come on, out with it.
No, I can't. If I was drunk, I totally would.
Oh, I know that. But this is your first project in sobriety is voice acting.
I gotta prepare for this. You can't spring this kind of thing on me.
Heather D, I don't know why you can't do this voice.
Yeah, I would turn into Apu from Simpsons. I can't do it.
What do you mean? Who, me? You can do it.
Well, one of these days, we'll have an episode full of just voices.
Batman is a pussy bitch. I kicked his ass. Fuck that guy. Again, it's so easy. That's your homework. Next show, you have to have a Bane.
We'll try. We'll see. We'll try. Thank you.
Okay.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Practice.
I'd like to hear a Bane.
I'll try to deliver it. No promises. I'll try to deliver.
She's going to be watching the Dark Knight trilogy over and over. Or no, is it just Dark Knight Rises? Yeah. Third one. Yeah, you'll just be watching that over and over going, why in the fuck can't I do this?
I'm going to end up watching the wrong one. What's that one that that guy does? Batman? Or whatever? Have you seen that one?
Which what?
Oh, what is it? He had a talk show at one point. It was like, he was like an intern or something for Conan. What the fuck is his name? I think it's called Batman.
Oh, I got me.
Hang on, let me find it.
Although I do enjoy Conan more than just about anybody else on TV.
Yeah. Okay, it's not Batman, but it's Batman.
As long as it's not Fat Man on Batman, because that's Kevin Smith and... Jan Silent Bob Strike Back reboot. Yeah, good nostalgia for the real fanboys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is Batman.
Touch and go.
It's a college humor thing. Okay. It is Batman.
Oh, okay.
That's Penguin.
Saying there's the audio in the background.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta do a Bane voice by the next episode.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling I'm gonna get stuck with a voice here in a minute.
Oh, for sure. That's
and
what
it's
everyone
not,
listens to gets.
I'm gonna say, and it's not gonna be it's not gonna be good. Cause it's time for at least yours and I think quite a few people's favorite segment coming up here.
Dearest Abigail, fourth great hooah.
Hooah!
I need that on a soundbite, then my text message.
When Ranty sends me a text message, hooah!
Yeah.
Just so happens to be the day that the cheating whore co-worker comes by to be like, I'm reconsidering. Hooah! What was that? I just got a text. That's all.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. You wouldn't get it.
Don't worry about that little fella.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, the title of this one should let you know everything that you need to know.
Huh?
Right off the bat. Sorry, I didn't catch it in the screenshot that I sent you. Dear Abby, man comes clean too late about STD. This is an old one, because I actually dug this one up. This is from April 24th of 2017.
It was pretty intense. Abigail didn't deliver this week.
Abigail never delivers.
True. Abigail's fans did not deliver this week.
No. Yeah, they the recent stuff was kind of boring.
It was shit. It was just a big pile of shit.
Yep. So we had to jump in the way back and find some good shit.
Yeah, and by we mean Ranty. He did all the work this week.
That's okay. That's all right.
I picked up the phone.
Heather answered and said, go.
Yeah, and now I'm tired and I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah. Yes, it's been a long day, but we are nearing the end. We've congratulated you on the pending purchase of a home. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Benny Bags.
Mm-hmm.
We've discovered our conspiracy of the week in the Conspiracy Factory that Heidi is really Melania Trump. And now we're on to Dear Abigail, fourth grade hooer, with this fantastic tidbit, which I think it's going to have to be the chick from West Virginia voice again.
Yeah, I like that one. It's a lot of fun.
Apparently. So let me hydrate real quick here. Yes, thank you for clearing my throat for me.
You're welcome. I'm always
all here. Right, here we go. Dearest Abigail, fourth grade, hooer.
Oh, God. I'm not expecting that.
Hooer. I recently had sex. And I have to admit, it was pretty fucking good. Okay? If someone had a camera, I would not even be writing you because I wouldn't care because I would have lots of money. Like one of those hooer Kardashians.
Okay.
But anyways, it's not about all the rusty trombones and the dirty Sanchez's and the doggy style because it's really about the after right now, okay? Because after this man fucked me six ways a Sunday, he told me he had an STD. Which, honestly, I should have figured that out. I really should have. Because he put shit on me that I had never heard of. Okay? Abigail, have you ever heard of Felix and the Pinwheel? Yeah. Neither had I. I came three times. But, again, it's about the after effects. Okay? He proceeded to explain why he told me after instead of being upfront with me. Now, I'm paranoid about that kind of thing, and he knew it before we became intimate. And again, I use the term intimate. It was way more than intimate, okay? I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I blew my nose the next morning because I was a little stuffed up, it was about 3 ounces of jizz. I have no fucking clue how it got there. I mean, I don't know if he did something on my face, if he was just really in there that deep. I mean, wow. But, you know, I'm kind of worried that I have this STD as well. And let me just preface this. We're talking about a sexually transmitted disease. I'm a young, attractive 23-year-old woman. I do not have the other STD, which is saggy titty disease. Okay? So just don't get it twisted. I'm fine. I'm still perky. I'm just a little itchy.
You're giggling now.
You're making me break character, bitch. Actually, it's my own fault. Fuck.
It is. Totally,
I've screwed up twice this week now. I fucked a guy with a bumpy dick, and now I can't even read my own story. He said he was ripped for my pleasure. Ahem. Like I said, now I'm worried I have it too, and I'm breaking up with him because of it, okay? I feel he should have told me first and left the choice to me if I wanted to risk getting his rotchkrot or not, okay? Because, quite frankly, my pussy, my choice, okay? If I want to be nice and clean all the time, that's on me. If I want to run around smelling like the farmer's market downtown 3 hours after they close and the sun is set, okay? That's my choice too, all right? And no, they don't sell fish there. I know where you people are thinking. Disgusting. Be more of a cabbage smell. But because now I might have a vagina that smells like fermented cabbage, like not kimchi, but just the bad shit that gets thrown in the gutter, I'm angry and upset. I don't know how to go about talking it out with him and maintain the friendship between his son and mine. Because, you know, it's really going to be hard if Braden goes to Brandon and is like, hey, dude, your mom's lady bits are just, they're terrible. Okay? Like, I accidentally saw her getting out of the shower the other day. And it's just not right. I don't know what happened. And then Brandon's going to have to be like, well, my dad's dick struck again. Anyhow, dearest Abigail, little fourth grade, when is the right time to tell someone you've got an STD? Like, is it like, hello, how are you? My name's Melinda, and I have gonorrhea. No, yes, I'd love if you bought me a drink. What's your name? Or do you wait? You know, do you get them back to the house? And then you tell them, I lied. I'm not a virgin. Let's get wild. And then 35 minutes later, he's screaming that his dick's on fire. Should I have told him before? I don't know. Again, it's my pussy, my choice. Anyhow, how can I maintain my kids' friendship too, though? Because, again, like, the boys get along together so well. So well. But, I mean, I don't want them to start talking about STDs. And first of all, again, it's a sexually transmitted disease. I'm still perky. I don't have saggy titty disease. But, you know, I don't want the fact that their father infected my precious vagine with his whore girl genes that were all, or germs that were all over his pecker, which quite honestly isn't all that big anyway, so we were going to break up, but anyhow, I'm not a size queen. I mean, I don't want the boys to not be friends on account of this. I mean, seriously, how can you go back to fourth grade and be like, I thought you two were friends last year, and they'd be like, yeah, but his mommy's coochie stinks.
God damn it, why did you do that?
Because it's real world, okay? These are real world problems, all right? I know there's starving people all over the planet, but quite frankly, I don't want to smell myself right now because of this STD. And he should have told me up front. That's the whole thing, okay? You should have told me up front.
I love that you're clapping. That's
smart. I mean, no, I am backhanding my palm because I am making an emphatic point, okay? All right, because it should, I mean, there should be an order to these things, all right? It should be, can I buy you a drink? Yes or no. Can I call you sometime? Yes or no. Are those real boobs? Yes or no. Would you like to have sex with me? Yes or no. Do you have an STD? Yes or no. Belly or back? Your preference. Where do you want the condom thrown away? Trash can? Dumpster outside, lit on fire? Some bitches are crazy. What do you want to name the baby? Run or stay?
God.
I mean, there's so many things. But again, you see how high up in the pecking order is, do you have gonorrhea syphilitis? Should be. It should be somewhere within two or three questions of, can I buy you a drink? Very simple. It should not come after you do. Yeah. Oh, by the way, do you have an STD is not a follow-up question to, do you want it on your face or your tits? All right. I can't find that. And the only reason I get carried away with that voice is because I have to interact with people on a daily basis that basically possess that voice.
Uh-huh.
And those conversations just go all over the fucking place. Just like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just maddening.
I love it. It makes me laugh so hard. You get so into the character. I love it.
Well, again, I'm just adding the ridiculous banter that I overhear on a daily basis, like, well, yeah, that sounds, yep, that person would say that, yep. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, my pussy, my choice, oh, they might as well put it on a fucking t-shirt. Because God forbid you walk in on any kind of abortion or pro-life or pro-choice or anything like that, and you are going to hear those four words. And I'm like, yeah, why don't you go march around with that sign? You know, at the next, women's rights or abortion protest, whatever. You know, just walk around with my pussy, my choice. If nothing else, you'll be a Facebook meme.
Mm-hmm, true.
But, yeah, no. Yeah. I gotta get one for you to read next week.
I can't make me do work next week. It's crazy.
I know. Well, hopefully listeners will send us something where we can free flow with another conspiracy too.
Yes, yes. We want to hear your guys' ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of talking during work. I'm just kidding.
I mean, hey. I find it thoroughly amusing to just, again, it's a parody of conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it really is. How far can you stretch something to the absolute edge of believability and then pull somebody back from it and go, no, 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 you didn't hear? Yeah, that's Heidi from Home Improvement. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Tom Nook? Yeah, yeah. If you play the game at 11:58 on a Friday night, and if you go stand in front of his tent, you will see him come around the back corner with a tiny bit of white residue right under his nose, and he'll swipe twice, and it'll disappear. But that's proof he's a coke dealer. Play the game Friday night, 11:58. See what happens at Tom Nook's tent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it has to be the tent. Can't be the big shop or anything like that. I'm leveling up, bitches.
Yeah. High five.
Yeah. Of course, Sunday, I'm still so fucking asleep. I have yet to get any turnips.
Man, I bought all my turnips today, and then I sold them, and I made $100,000 of profit, but no big deal.
God damn.
I know. I paid off my house. Like,
yeah, sound like you're getting ready to be the next coke dealer.
Pretty much. Okay. I started my entire island over. New year, new me. You know? I mean, it's July, but new year, new me. I deleted my save data and started over because I hated every single one of my residents. Well, not all of them. I have two residents I liked, but I hated everyone else, and so I deleted them and started again.
Mr. D, you're off the island.
I did that. Kids are so sad. They're like, you deleted Dad? Like, not from life, just from Animal Crossing.
Oh, God, from life. Yeah, you didn't know that? You just walk up to a person, push a button on the back of their neck, gone.
W's data, yeah. Adios, muchachos.
Celebrating a little late Cinco de Mayo, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy. But yeah, now Melania Trump is former Heidi from Home Improvement. Again, check the facts, follow the breadcrumbs, the trail is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very slight. Secret Service did a good job trying to cover it up, but, you know.
They're not perfect.
Yeah, I mean, Anonymous helped us out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Assange sent us a few documents.
For sure.
I mean, we can't technically post all this publicly until, you know, the end of a term.
True. But,
I mean, just like the X-Files, the truth is out there. and then I did this voice again.
Yeah.
And we talked about all kinds of sexual exploits.
You just read that and we were done with it. Like, there's no response at all.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, Abigail, you little whore. if you don't have, does your penis burn when you urinate? If it's not one of your top three, your advice is fucking dead to me. That's why I didn't read it. I mean, it's one thing to spit fire, like if you're a hot rapper. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother one to piss fire. Not having it.
No.
Not in this cooch. My pussy, my choice.
Is that your catchphrase?
Put it on a t-shirt.
I can't. The ranty bastard.
Yeah.
Quotes.
My pussy, my choice. The ranty bastard. And he'd be like, oh, what women's group does she belong to? Be like, oh, no, it's actually a dude.
Yeah, it's not the ranty bitch. It's the ranty bitch.
The raging bitch.
Oh, God.
That could be me. I could be TRB, and I could be TRB.
Oh, God, that's phenomenal.
No, it's not.
Yeah, now it's...
it scares me.
It's population 3+ you know.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Abby's advice was total shit.
Yeah, fucker.
Yeah. You're not the least bit paranoid, blah, blah, blah. Distinct lack of character, no shit. Pursue a sexual relationship should have been made after you were fully informed. He was just trying to get in. I mean, he probably used the kid's friendship, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I mean, you know, your son can have a sleepover at my house as long as you come along. She was like, oh my God, Tim, that's so cute. Yeah, I'll totally sleep on the couch. Right. No. And that was Tim the feeder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue your life, son and friend. Next step should be to consult your doctor and get yourself tested so you can get on meds if you need them. The only sound advice I think I've ever heard come out of that old crotchety bitch's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get your cooter swabbed. Get that shit checked out.
Oh, that's an awful voice to say that in.
And quite honestly, the funniest use of the word cooter, and it still gets me and Mrs. TRB to this day, is an alien abduction sketch on SNL and Kate McKinnon talking about her coot hanging out. Everybody in that scene is losing their fucking mind and trying so hard to not lose it.
I imagine.
Oh my God, it is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. So, yeah, when you're done fact-checking the Melania Trump conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
pop over and check that out.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah, and I think we've had all our fun.
Mm-hmm. It was a good fun. It's good fun this week.
Yes, it was. Especially when Heather got me to read in that voice and say my pussy, my choice like 15, now 16 times. Go ahead and get that t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
Or get any t-shirt. What's the official website again?
Okay, so it's teespring.com/stores/ welcome-to-rantyville. Or you can just go on over to my Twitter account, and it is linked in my website under my description.
There it is. That's the way to do it.
Yes, go click on it.
Just go to Heather's Twitter and click.
Yeah, it replaced my, yeah, it's my website. It's linked on to my Which, well, yeah, why do I always make things so complicated? At I before E, except after C. That's my Twitter thing. Yep. After D. I just like to complicate things. You'll find it, though, I promise. It's there.
Yep. Just follow Heather. Click on the link. Spend some money.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. We have
to. Do it. Do it now.
Coffee mugs, stickers, t-shirts, fanny packs, face masks. It's phenomenal.
She's got it all, boys and girls.
Yes. And a code for free shipping. Your mom.
Your mom. Which, ironically, is the one person that Heather has a very special message to close out this episode of Welcome to Rantyville with.
Does your mom have an STD she didn't tell her last sexual partner about? Tell her I said hi.